With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden delivered a feisty State of the Union address by touting his policies and tweaking Donald Trump. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
The state of our union is strong and getting stronger.
Facing public doubts about his age and fitness, the president was animated during his hour-long speech. He warned that democracy is under attack. He renewed calls for higher taxes on the wealthy, and he doubled down on his support for abortion access. Mr. Biden didn't mention Donald Trump by name, but he said my predecessor 13 times as he drew a contrast with his likely 2024 opponent. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, Senator Katie Britt of Alabama says President Biden's open border policies are to blame for the murder of 22-year-old college student Laken Riley, allegedly at the hands of an illegal immigrant suspect.
Tonight, President Biden finally said her name, but he refused to take responsibility for his own actions. Mr. President, enough is enough. Innocent Americans are dying, and you only have yourself to blame.
Senator Britt with the GOP response. Also at SRNNews.com, Naomi Barber King, a civil rights activist who was married to the younger brother of the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., has died at the age of 92. Family members say she died Thursday in Atlanta. Passengers had to be evacuated from a United Airlines plane after it rolled off a runway in Houston and ended up stuck in a grassy area. No injuries were reported. The Dow is down 76 points and the NASDAQ 203 points in the red. This is SRN News. Well, this week, SRN News has been highlighting the perspective and biblical teachings of Dr. Jack Graham, senior pastor at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Dallas. He's a nationally prominent evangelical whose PowerPoint broadcast ministry carries the Word of God from the Prestonwood pulpit to 92 other countries every week.
God has given me incredible energy and health, and I'm grateful for that. So we can't quit. I say, if you're not dead, you're not done. You keep going, steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for you know your labor in the Lord is not in vain. That's always my perspective. When God called anyone to serve him, it should be a commitment to our last day, to our last breath, to do what God has called us to do.
Pastor Graham closed this year's National Religious Broadcasters Association convention with a sermon appropriately titled, Why We Don't Quit. This is SRN News. Correspondent Alex Vega reports the mortgage rate average edged slightly down last week.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell to 6.88% this week. This is the first weekly drop in the rate after four straight increases. Lower rates provide more financial breathing room for homebuyers who face rising prices and a tight inventory of homes for sale. Despite a bumpy trajectory this year, the average rate on a 30-year mortgage is still down from its recent peak of 7.79% in late October. That's a favorable trend for home shoppers as the spring home buying season gets going. I'm Alex Vega.
A new survey says one-third of Italians have reduced their consumption of extra virgin olive oil due to skyrocketing prices. 2 years of drought has drastically cut production in Spain, the world's largest olive oil producer. And that has pushed up global prices. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.